6:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News, joined now by ESPN's Jen Latta, as we are on Thursdays. Hey, I didn't even mention in my Brewers Sports Report, the bad news on another pitching front. Brandon Woodruff, who had come back from an injury and a surgery and was amazing in his several starts since, now got the bad news that it's an entirely new injury, Jen, to his shoulder.
Yeah, apparently revealing of an entirely new injury to Woodruff's anterior shoulder capsule. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right? I don't like new injury.
I'm not a Doogie Howser over here. And I don't play one on TV.
But it don't sound good.
This could be career ending for Brandon Woodruff. And when we have talked about the Brewers being a powerhouse, dominating down the stretch, we have always talked about Jacob Mizorowski, Kyle Harrison, and Brandon Woodruff holding down that 3-4 spot as a veteran leader in the rotation, right? You got a lot of young guys, not a lot of playoff experience. We all know the pressure gets ramped up when it's playoff time, win or go home situations, etc. And so having Brandon Woodruff in that rotation, if for no other reason, to your point, he was great coming off the injury. He was out for almost 2 months. He comes back and we're like, yes, Woody's back, right? And it still didn't preclude the Brewers from potentially going out and getting another arm to just, you know, strengthen that rotation headed into the postseason. But this is a big blow for the Milwaukee Brewers. And we have discussed that it almost forces their hand to go out now and, you know, you almost, before you could have been like, we're going to be fine. You know, in the playoffs, the rotation shrink anyway. You rarely go five deep. So now it's, okay, maybe they don't go out and get a Scooble, but you got to get somebody, it feels like. I mean, do you guys feel comfortable with Sprope being the guy or Gasser being the guy or in a playoff situation? Again, not talking about standard regular season baseball, grinding it out, five games against the Cardinals, yada, yada, yada. I'm talking about Brewers v. Dodgers, Brewers v. Braves. Who do you want out there on the mound?
Game 5, Game 7.
Well, and our guy last night left early, too.
Right. Kyle Harrison out with soreness. What did Murphy say? It's not in his earlobe.
Yeah. It's in his arm somewhere.
Right. So he was that was your 1-2 punch, Miz and Harrison. And so I think the answer is yes.
We
have to go get somebody.
Yeah, and again, I try to be understanding. What's the word? It's not coming to me. Not sympathetic, but
empathetic.
Thank you very much. Okay, there it is. You could argue that maybe I'm not that much if I can't think of the word when I need it. Empathetic. I try to be empathetic because you know that Brandon Woodruff wants to be there for the team.
Of course.
You know he wants to be out there. You know he wants to carry the load. And this is just a really tough blow for a guy who, you know, we really like here in Milwaukee and who has done great things for the ball club.
Do you want an option that maybe could be out there for the Brewers? Hadn't thought about this, but I have the soundbite. So I saw Dario yesterday. We were at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame induction
ceremony.
Not that guy you're married to.
He does sports on Channel 12. Nice guy.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were there, and I had a chance to talk with Ryan Braun, who went into the Hall of Fame. And Brawny is part of the alumni game that's coming up later this month. So I asked him this question, and maybe we're onto something here.
Amongst your teammates, who is most likely to take it way too seriously?
Whoever feels like they still have an opportunity to play.
So whoever thinks they're getting
my thing is whoever played most recently is probably going to take it the most seriously. I don't think I've seen the whole list, but Chase Anderson pitched pretty recently. I got to look at the list, but I'm guessing there's one or two guys that are hoping this is their moment. Somebody signs them, they exceed expectations, and they play the rest of the season, you know?
I mean, I think he was only kind of kidding.
He might have been talking about Dario, if we're being honest. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, Dario. Hey, because I've seen Dario's clips from Fantasy Camp. That guy thinks he could suit up for the
might
big league ball club. Niger Morgan seems to be a guy who probably thinks he could still get out there and fly. Hey, speaking of flying, did you guys see Luis Lara, the clip that's been going around on social media of him from first to home?
Yes. In like 10
Lightning.
Seconds or something crazy.
You got to come up with a nickname for that kid, right?
I had to go back and listen to the highlight because I was listening. I wasn't watching. And I was thinking, I heard it live as I was in the car. I'm like, did he score from first on that? Because that was kind of a routine single.
Very impressive. Yeah. I mean, look, and that's the thing. I don't want to get bogged down with the Woodruff news. It is disappointing, and we are frustrated, obviously, for him. But there is still so much to be excited about when it comes to this Brewers team and still one of the best teams in baseball. And, of course, you know, we have very high expectations for what they can do in October, et cetera.
Got to get to that All-Star break. Thanks, Jen. 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.